This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About a year ago, a little more, actually, we teamed up with the Chronicle of Higher Education to find out what companies want from today's college graduates. Number one with a bullet before grades or where you went to school is an internship. The bind those students are in, of course, is that the National Association of Colleges and Employers says about half of the internships last year's graduating seniors did while they were in school were unpaid. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR, that may well be changing.
Just how crucial is a summer internship these days? When I stopped by Columbia University in New York recently, almost every student I talked to either had one lined up or was working on it.
It's almost as required as like the core classes here. If you're not taking internships over the summer, you're just getting behind.
Keenan Piper, a pre-med freshman from Seattle, plans to do a research internship back home at the University of Washington, most likely unpaid. Junior Ethan Ling has lined up a coveted paid gig in Hong Kong after working for free last summer full-time at a venture capital firm.
I just had to do it just to, you know, beef up my resume. I think in the job market, like, you just have to do what you have to do to, you know, get a job at the end of the day.
Ling got by on savings. But not everyone can afford to work for free. Freshman Brittany Wade is looking for a position in PR.
I tend to sort of breeze over the ones that don't pay because I don't think it's really fair. Like, yes, we are doing it for an experience and that is valuable to us, but I don't think there should be like free labor like enforced when it comes to internships.
Last spring, a federal judge threw water on the long tradition of the unpaid internship. He ruled that Fox Searchlight Pictures had broken the law by failing to pay interns who did the work of paid employees. The ruling forced employers everywhere to rethink their policies. Mikey Franklin is founder of the Fair Pay Campaign to end unpaid internships.
Anytime you post an ad for an unpaid internship, you're writing, poor people need not apply, in big letters at the top.
If the fairness argument hasn't been persuasive, the threat of lawsuits has been. Magazine publisher Condé Nast just settled a suit brought by some of its former unpaid interns. The company shut down its internship program altogether. Many other companies, from Viacom to the New York Times to the nonprofit Lean In, have opted to pay at least minimum wage.
So we're seeing a gradual move towards paid internships and away from unpaid internships. But the culture of unpaid internships is deeply ingrained.
And here's where I have to come clean. Though Marketplace pays all of its interns, I myself hired one last summer to work unpaid on my own project, a documentary film. Like many interns, she got college credit. But that practice is under fire, too. Recently, Columbia announced it would no longer give credit for internships. Other schools have stepped up their oversight.
All that Columbia giving this credit did was enable employers to offer unpaid internships and say that, well, they get credit, so it must be legal.
Columbia senior Peter Stern runs a website tracking who pays interns and how much. As more companies start paying, he says there will probably be fewer positions to go around. That may be happening already. The National Association of Colleges and Employers tracks internships in an annual survey. The group's Edwin Koch says typically he sees at least a 5% increase every year, even when the economy's bad. This year,
we saw no real increase in the number of internships available this year as opposed to last year, whereas there should be a substantial increase at this point.
That has colleges nervous. They're under a lot of pressure to produce employable graduates who land good jobs. But without a paycheck, an internship may only get those graduates so far. Koch's group found that students who did paid internships were far more likely to have at least one job offer by graduation than those who worked for free. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.